Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Chief Minister Nipiro chairs state-level meeting on monsoon preparedness. Voting concludes for fifth phase of the Lok Sabha elections. Western Angami Youth Organization organizes public rally in protest against physical assault meted out to elderly man. And Government of India announces one-day state mourning tomorrow throughout India. Now the news in detail. Chief Minister and Chairman of Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority, Nipiro, today chaired a state-level meeting on monsoon preparedness in Kohima. Addressing the meeting, the Chief Minister asked all state departments to be prepared for the upcoming monsoon season since Nagaland monsoon character cannot be predicted. He also directed the state to provide funds for emergency situations to the district administration so that immediate relief can be given to those affected by monsoon-related incidents and situations. Rio further called on the Public Works Department, Roads and Bridges, and Engineering Divisions in every district to arrange and keep a JCP handy through hiring or contribution from contractors or private parties to come to the rescue of the people for any untoward incidents during monsoon season. He appealed to the National Highways and Infrastructure Development Corporation Limited to clear all drainages, hume pipes and culverts to ensure smooth flow of water to avert damages. The Chief Minister directed the Agriculture Department to supply quality seeds and distribute seed on time to the farmers and instructed Power Department to be prepared for any unforeseen incidents resulting in power cuts, which causes a lot of hardship to the citizens. Rio also instructed the Chief Secretary to have video conferences with all the districts on the preparedness for the upcoming monsoon season. Voting concluded this evening for the fifth phase of the Lok Sabha elections. 49 parliamentary constituencies spread over 6 states and 2 union territories were covered in this phase. These include 14 seats in Uttar Pradesh, 13 in Maharashtra, 7 in West Bengal, 5 each in Odisha and Bihar, 3 in Jharkhand, and 1 each in union territories of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. Polling also took place in Odisha for the second phase of the assembly elections for 35 constituencies. Assembly by-elections was also held for Gandhi seat in Jharkhand and Lucknow East constituency in Uttar Pradesh. 695 candidates were in the fray in this phase. The Western Angami Youth Organization, WAYO, today organized a public rally in protest against the physical assault meted out to an elderly man in Kohima, who later succumbed to his injuries. The victim, Kejra Lelie Lawrence Mia Salho, who was serving as political assistant to the Deputy Commissioner Kohima, was assaulted on May 18 by 2 youths in the aftermath of a vehicular traffic-related scuffle. The protesters took out a rally with banners and placards from Paramedical Junction, Kohima, till the Deputy Commissioner's office to submit a memorandum. During the rally, various organizations delivered speeches condemning the act and demanded that justice should be delivered according to the law of the land. Reading out the memorandum to the protesters, WAYO said that as per Naga tradition, it is the duty of the elders to reprimand and correct young people for their misdemeanor. However, WAYO said it is unfathomable and barbaric for young people to react with brute force to the extent of taking an elder's life. In this regard, the organization had demanded the law enforcing agency to immediately arrest the 2 culprits and book them under all relevant sections of the law and be given exemplary punishment. Additionally, WAYO also demanded that no bail should be given to the culprits under any circumstances and cautioned that if any person or group tries to bail them out, they will be held responsible for any untoward consequences. The Government of India has announced one-day state mourning tomorrow throughout India. The decision has been taken as a mark of respect to the departed souls of President of Iran, Dr. Sayed Ibrahim Raisi, and Foreign Minister of Iran, Hussein Amir Abdullahian, who passed away in a helicopter crash. On the day of mourning, the national flag will be flown at half-mast throughout India. This news comes to you from Akashvani, Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. The excise narcotic cell seized 69 soap boxes of sunflower heroin weighing 759 grams from 6th Mile area in Jumukedema district. One person was arrested in this connection. A press release issued by the Deputy Commissioner of Excise stated that the contraband concealed inside a trolley bag was recovered from the possession of SP Mesengaulo, a resident of Maram Bazar in Senapati district of Manipur. It stated that the accused has been booked under relevant sections of the Narcotic Drugs and Psychotropic Substances Act 1985 and the case is under active investigation. The Supreme Court today refused to entertain a public interest litigation, PIL, filed against the three recently enacted criminal laws replacing the IPC, CRPC and Evidence Act. At the outset of vacation bench presided over by Justice Bella, M. Trivedi told the petitioner in person that the plea was liable to be dismissed. Sensing the disinclination of the apex court to entertain the plea, the petitioner said that he may be allowed to withdraw the plea. The bench, also comprising Justice Pankaj Mittal, said this petition has been filed in a very casual and cavalier manner. Ultimately, the plea was dismissed as withdrawn. The PIL said that Paradiya Nyaya Sanhita, Paradiya Shaksha Apiniyam, and Paradiya Nagrit Suraksha Sanhita have many defects and discrepancies. Nagaland State Department of Cooperation is organizing a 5-day workshop on accounting, auditing and taxation at Medzifema from today. Inaugurating the workshop, Under Secretary, Department of Cooperation, Wasi Kent, said the program is aimed to equip the department officials in executing their activities with confidence. He also stressed on the need to create cooperative awareness and sensitization so as to educate and impart trainings to the people at a grassroots level and to have a meaningful impact in the lives of the rural populace. The objective of the workshop is to equip participants with necessary skills required to prepare and maintain accurate accounting records, enable participants to effectively prepare and interpret financial statements, and to provide them with a comprehensive understanding of relevant provisions of the Goods and Services Tax Act 2017 as applicable to the state of Nagaland. It will also equip participants with the necessary skills required to conduct audits of cooperative societies and to enhance their auditing skills by providing insights into legal provisions governing audits, audit classification of societies using CAMELS, rating and audit reporting. The workshop will culminate on 24th of this month. Indian Council of Medical Research, ICMR, has said that the article related to Pooh's study on side effects of Covaxin is misleading and erroneously acknowledges ICMR. In a statement, ICMR said it is not associated with this study and has not provided any financial or technical support for the research. Director General of ICMR, Dr. Rajiv Pal, has written a letter to the authors of the paper and editor of the journal to immediately remove the acknowledgement to ICMR. Pal said the study has no control arm of unvaccinated individuals for comparing the rates of events between the vaccinated and unvaccinated groups. The Director General said the reported events in the study cannot be linked or attributed to COVID-19 vaccination. And now, to end the news, here are the headlines again. Chief Minister Nipiryo chairs state-level meeting on monsoon preparedness. Voting concludes for fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections. Western Angami Youth Organization organizes public rally in protest against physical assault meted out to elderly men. And Government of India announces one-day state mourning tomorrow throughout India. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.